Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Guess what I bought this week?
I can't say that on the podcast.
An exercise bike.
Well, it was like exercise. I was thinking about what you might have bought. But why did you buy an exercise bike?
Because get healthy whilst sitting in my apartment watching TV.
You're just going to eat a bag of Doritos and watch Netflix. What a waste of money.
On the exercise bike.
You've kept a receipt.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we toast to alcohol. We're talking all things alcohol, from the reason why we're doing this episode, that her first experience is alcohol, Lucy's first time she ever touched vodka, and much, much more, all on this episode.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello, bonjour, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa?
Is that Japanese for hello?
Do you think you're some rapper or something?
No, but isn't that Japanese? What is it? Konnichiwa.
What's that song? It's on a song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that means they say hello.
Really?
What do you think it meant? Just like random...
I just thought it was a random word that they've put in a song.
It's not like a Pokemon character. They've just completely made it up.
They might have done.
I can swear it's Japanese for hello.
Singers are like these days.
I don't, Lucy. That's the thing. I'm not a singer.
Well,
neither are you.
You should be. I am. I sing quite well when I'm in the shower.
If you've just joined us, hello. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. This is a podcast where we discuss a very different episode every single week.
Yeah, don't worry. We won't sing.
We will definitely won't sing, and we'll try not to speak another language because we're obviously not very good at that either.
But we need to get someone on who does speak another language.
We will eventually, in a future episode, we'll get somebody on who can basically sit for the entire podcast and translate.
Yeah, so if you speak another language, very fluent in that language, please get in touch at Luke and Lucy FM.
Absolutely. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I once entered a talent show competition.
A talent show competition
in high school, and wait for it, my talent was talking fast.
Oh wow, okay. That doesn't surprise me.
Came fourth.
Did you?
Yeah.
Came fourth.
And I just want to say hello to Rachel Gibbons, if you're listening right now. I'm still bitter about the fact you won. Just saying. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
True fact about me is I've officially sold 5 items now on eBay. I am pro seller.
Jeez,
I'm so proud of myself.
I mean, what happens now? Do you retire off these proceeds?
I think I should, yeah.
Really?
I'm going to set up a little business, so if anyone wants to go through me to sell things on eBay, you're very welcome to do so.
Wait, have you ever thought about selling yourself on eBay? Or is that illegal now?
I might give it a go. Be very pricey though.
Yeah. If anybody's got 20p, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
20 million p?
Something, which is what, about £3? And you can purchase Lucy. Now, if you would like to check out previous episodes, and we've done so many more episodes, 36 episodes to have a little listen to whenever you want. During the night,
chilling in
bed.
The bath.
Is that what you listen to? Episodes in the bath? Do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
yeah. Stick it on the speaker. Get some bubbles out. Get my rubber duck. What more would you want in life?
Literally, could not think of anything better than that right now. Just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM, or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Now, this episode, we thought we'd do all about alcohol. We have done a previous episode about where we'd have night in versus night out, but this one is kind of more about booze, basically, and why, frankly, Lucy's obsessed with it.
I am not obsessed with it. You're making me sound like an alcoholic here.
You're not George Best. However, what I am going to say is, Lucy, that the reason why we're doing this particular episode today is because you're feeling a bit ropey.
Well, I was. You keep saying that. I was. Right, so my dad took me out last night. Well, I took him out. I had a few Prosecco.
Hang on, who paid here?
My dad treated me, bless
so
him.
So he took you out then?
Socks, yeah. I had a few Proseccos, woke up really early, so I didn't have enough sleep to sleep it off. So I had a little bit of a headache, but I took a paracetamol. I'm absolutely fine now. There's no ropiness involved in this.
Where's the line between when you become sober Lucy and when you become not so sober Lucy? You had said you had four Proseccos.
Four Proseccos. So, well, little Proseccos can I add, not bottles.
Oh, yeah. To be clear, she's not had four bottles of Prosecco. She'd be in A&E right now, I imagine, having a stomach pump.
Yeah, maybe.
And enjoying a really nice, healthy NHS breakfast. Lucy, so where's the line between when you become drunk, Lucy?
I don't know. I'm such a lightweight. Probably after a sip of Prosecco.
Tell us about the...
Drunk, then?
Tell us the first time that Lucy Hilton became drunk.
Oh, it's not a pretty story.
Brace yourself.
Let's not tell this.
If you're eating right now, maybe you should not be eating.
Well, okay, so I was a little youngster. I shouldn't really admit this. Like, could I go to prison for admitting I was underage drinking?
No, your parents can, but it doesn't matter about that. They'll be in jail eventually anyway.
So I think I was like 16 or something. And like, obviously you try to, like, I was going to a little under-18s disco with my friend,
oh,
Sarah.
The fact that
Hi,
you
Sarah.
Said disco, wow.
Oh, what's wrong with disco?
Nobody calls them discos anymore,
I
do
call
they?
Them discos. Yeah. It was a disco.
It was like a teeny boppers disco.
It was a teeny boppers disco. It was so much fun.
So you and your little friend Sarah.
So me and my little friend Sarah, we're getting ready at Sarah's and we're like, oh, should we have a little... Because like everyone, like all the cool kids did it in those days. So we was like, we really wanted to be cool.
I never did it.
So you weren't cool though.
Obviously.
So we really wanted to be cool cats. So... Like, it was like, oh, we'll try and, like, sneak, you know, some stuff out of your mum and dad's little alcohol cupboard.
Oh, wow.
So, my mum and dad had really sporadic things in their alcohol
like,
cupboard.
Like, whoa, what's our treasures?
Like, because they didn't have much, so I took out of their Ouzo.
Oh, my word.
Nice.
If you don't know what Ouzo is, Google it. You'll be
it
sickened.
It's disgusting. And I think vodka. I think it was vodka and Ouzo.
Oh,
I
what think. A wonderful combination to start your journey into alcoholism.
It was so vile. So, obviously, for someone who had never touched alcohol in their life...
Are we talking never at this
never,
point?
Like, literally, the first time. I don't know how much to drink. I like, you know what I mean? I think it's all just normal. So we drank quite a lot. I think we drank... Well, I did. Like, you know the little Coke bottles that you yeah. used to get? So we obviously we'd filled those up. So it was kind of like we'd vodka in something, then, like,
then
pure Ouzo. Yeah,
20% in a quarter cordial.
Bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, no, not that bad in that. But, like, the other one was pure Ouzo in this, like, a quarter of it in a bottle. So I drank this vodka, and obviously I was a little bit, like, first time I drank, I was quite drunk then. So I kind of didn't taste the Ouzo when I was drinking it. So it all went down.
You can't taste vodka as well, though, right? It's odourless, sorry, vodka.
Yeah,
you can taste it, it's odourless.
Yeah, you can taste it, yeah. So that's it. So obviously I didn't realise, left was fine. I can't remember. I think by the time we got to the disco, I was falling over, but somehow managed to get in. And basically I can't remember the rest of the night. So I've been told I apparently was asleep on the loose in this disco. The bouncer had to come in, pick me up and chuck me out.
Was you?
Which, to be fair, I think is really bad.
Like, did you have your pants on at this point?
I had a little dress on.
Oh, it's getting murky, this.
So I was like, I think that's really bad. Like, I was 16, young girl, being thrown out onto the streets. Not cool.
Not for the first time.
So my friend Sarah's obviously with me, like, oh my God, what does she do? So she rings my mum and dad.
Oh.
And her dad. So basically, apparently I was on my mum and dad's living room. It's not a proud moment. Can I please just say that? On the living room, in my parents.
There's been so many not proud moments.
In the recovery position.
Was your mum doing the Heimlich manoeuvre on you to make you throw up?
Thank God my mum was a nurse. And yeah, so Sarah's dad was there and my parents were there, very disappointed in me. That is the story of the... I had a very bad hangover the next day at
what
school.
Happened the next day? I take it your mum grounded you forever.
Yeah, it was the last day of school for summer holidays. I was grounded the whole of the summer holidays. I had to go into school because I had to take presents in for the teachers and stuff. I very hungover, stank of booze.
Oh.
It was definitely not a proud moment.
Well done, Paul and Barbara Hilton. Excellent parenting there, just want to add. You know, the complete... I know, I'm not going to...
Ever since then, though, I learned my lesson.
But this is the thing, though, Lucy. I'm not going to relive the story of when I first drank...
relive the story.
I don't know, Pete myself, and I've said it on a previous episode of the podcast. Please do check that out. It was the night in versus night out when I said it. And basically, I didn't drink.
Why are you not telling us? People might not remember. Come on,
well,
I
check that
remember.
Episode out. Basically, you know, bearing in mind, I didn't touch alcohol. Unlike like you at the age of 16 or whatever you were, I didn't
such
touch
a
drop of alcohol until the age of 21. And then that wasn't for any particular, like a lot of people who don't drink, some of them, most of them are religious reasons, they need to be closer to God and all this sort
That's
of stuff.
Not everyone. There are a couple of people who don't drink and they're not religious.
I used to tell people I wanted to be closer to God and that's why I didn't drink. The truth of it is maybe I was a little bit too scared to drink.
Aww, you know, little you, baby.
But you see so many people though, Lucy, paralytic on King Street
like
in Wigan.
Me.
You see the likes of Lucy Hilton's getting chucked at clubs. I probably walked past you that night and probably thought she's tacky.
Can I just please say it's never happened since. Oh. I've not been that paralytic since.
I kind of thought, you know, so I kind of, at my own 18th, right, I watched every person around me, including my parents, my sister, my uncles, my
getting
aunties,
smashed.
My cousins, obliterated. And
it's
I was the
nice,
one.
It's though, when you're sober and they're no, getting smashed. It's like, it's horrible.
I was the
like
one
that.
Next day with a black bin bag, pulling all the bottles together. That was before recycling days. Pulling all the bottles together. And I'm thinking, I'm cleaning up here of my 18th.
Oh.
I was, and you know, and I watched everybody.
Was
and
it
that,
at home?
Yeah, it was a joint party, my parents' 25th wedding anniversary that night as well.
So and they just stole your thunder.
They stole the booze as well, obviously, and stole everybody else. And the thing is, though, Lucy, I looked at that and I thought, I really don't want to end up like this. So I didn't drink. And a lot of my friends at this point, now bearing in mind, you've seen my group of friends. Hello, Darren and Andrew, if you're listening. They do listen to the podcast.
And Adam.
No, I don't think he listens, and he's an acquaintance. And, you know, I watched them, those guys. Now, Andrew used to go out a few nights, you know, night out. Probably saw the likes of you, Lucy, on King Street.
Probably.
You know, underneath a lamppost. And,
what do you think I am?
Drunk. And,
I don't stand on street corners.
I know, that's a completely different episode. The one where Lucy becomes a prostitute is upcoming on Lucy FM. And,
that's not happening.
And, you know, they used to go out. I never went out with the lads. I never went out full
you
stop.
Was she not one of the lads.
I didn't really become
lads,
one of
lads,
the lads.
Lads, lads, lads.
Exactly. Hashtag lads.
I still think you're not one of the lads.
However, Lucy, at
the age of... I think you're more one of the girls.
Thanks. At the age of 21... sorry, I'm just going to pause this podcast where I just put my lipstick on. At the age of at the age of 21, I obviously had the experience at an Indian restaurant where I couldn't eat the Indian food, drank the alcohol and was obliterated. Vomited up the red curry all over
that
the place.
That was the thing. You've not been able to eat curry since.
No, it really put me off. And that's the thing,
I'm
though,
like
Lucy.
I'm like that with Subway.
I probably didn't touch on alcohol for another year after that, and then
really?
You started to go in social settings. You know, you started dating people, you started realising that actually.
You only started dating when you were 25.
No, on the dating scene, 20, 22, 23, properly.
Is that the only time you started dating?
No, I had it, and this is the thing.
You was a late starter,
no.
Wasn't you?
You see, I actually think alcohol ruined my previous long term relationship. At the age of 16, I was in a relationship for 3.5 years. My girlfriend and I didn't drink at the time, right? Then suddenly she started going out for cheeky Vimtos.
Now, nothing
for
those, wrong with a cheeky Vimto.
For those people who don't know what cheeky Vimto is, it's an alcoholic beverage which contains Vimto and a WKD. And you mix them together and it
do you
becomes...
Remember when you used to have a WKD? Actually, you do remember.
I don't remember.
When you was like 18 and you were so drunk off it.
Well, funny you should say that because my next drink at 22 was WKDs. I was a bit behind everybody else. Drinking was very new
you
to me.
You still drink WKDs?
No. I've moved on to much refiner ciders now. And, you know, and she started going out for cheeky Vimtos. And I obviously kind of stayed in on the GameCube. And I kind of thought to myself...
And you're not a geek, are you?
It isn't really working, to be honest. And eventually I remember the phone call we made and she was actually going out that night, probably celebrating the fact that she was free after 3.5 years. And
3.5, that's a long time.
It's a long
age.
Time not to drink as well. And obviously at the age of 16 to 19.5, I ruined a youth effectively.
Aww.
That, you know, that's what could have happened. Could you go out with somebody? Because obviously at that time I didn't drink and I've only recently began to drink for the past 8 years. I've been, you know, obliterating my kidneys and bladder. Could you date somebody now at this time of life who doesn't drink?
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you... But do you not feel as though, and this is, I'm
like,
speaking...
Because I only drink if I go out in a social setting.
So that's daily,
like,
then?
If I go... No, I don't go out daily, do I?
We're going to go for drinks after this episode,
drink,
are we
like,
not?
Once a week, like on a Saturday.
So you don't drink during the week?
No.
Not a drop.
Unless I go out for dinner or something.
Which is nightly.
I do not.
You know, and this is just me talking from my own personal experience, but when I didn't drink and I watched people drink, I had a real self-righteous moral attitude. The fact that they were drunk.
Self-righteous moral attitude?
Yeah, because they were drunk and they were
so
messy.
Smug.
I think it makes you smug, genuinely I do. And like they were, or the next day when you wake up all fuzzy and your mouth feels like Sahara Desert and your head's banging like a brick wall. And you wake up going, oh, morning, cup of coffee, a cup of tea.
Yeah, it is like when you, because I've been out obviously a few times and I've not drunk, I've driven and everyone else has been drunk and it's just horrific seeing everyone like that.
A few weeks ago, Lucy, I think I saw one of your tweets saying like hashtag fresh Sundays.
Yeah.
Because that means you didn't go out on the Saturday night and you remain fresh.
I was hashtagging.
You know, you're free falling to 30.
I am not.
Do you, when are you 30?
Few years, yeah.
But we round up on averages, see you 30. And, you know, Lucy, do you think to yourself, as you've got older, you, one, have a more refined sense of, obviously you mentioned earlier, Prosecco's that you're drinking.
Uh-huh.
And two, that you're almost too old for going out now.
It depends where you go out. Like, I prefer now, I'd rather go out just like for a nice dinner, a few drinks, rather than go to a club.
Yes, yeah. Lucy, I said this to my girlfriend a few weeks ago when we was in the middle of a nightclub. I said, I'd prefer just to sit in bars and we can talk about, you know, theatre and the arts and politics and global economic crises.
Off. You do not talk about that.
Well, I could though if we were sat in a club, sat in a pub. I can't do it in Reflex in Wigan when somebody's vomiting.
Can I please just state, Luke Marsden was in Reflex last Friday night, Snapchat's galore.
Yeah, well, as I said, I've developed now.
In the past week.
Do you remember your first shot?
Shot?
Yeah.
I don't remember it, no.
Exactly, what it's done to your brain. You can't even remember
it. It's turned to mush.
You know, on a night out, do you think it has to step up a gear once you've done shots? As in, once you've done one or two shots, you have to, like, the night becomes a bit more cray-cray.
Yeah, I just get more drunker.
That's what I'm saying. So. And very, very quickly. Now, for you, though, when you drink alcohol, because there's a few people I've met and they don't drink, they don't have one glass. Like, they won't have one glass of wine because they don't see the point. They want to drink alcohol to get drunk.
To get really drunk. Yeah, I know a few people like that.
So I
like
don't...
they just want to hammer alcohol and...
Because traditionally alcohol is a relaxant, really, effectively, isn't
it? Yeah, like, it's not... I think it's nice having, like, dinner and having a glass of wine. Only, like, I don't have it, like, at home or anything, but when I go out, I like it.
And fine,
but some people just aren't bothered unless they go out and they just want to get really pissed.
Unless they're vomiting up pizza the next day or early hours that night. Yeah. And you know, obviously, this is not going to come as a shock to you, Lucy, but a true fact, it's the most commonly addictive drug in the world, alcohol.
Yeah.
That's not a surprise, though, is it?
No.
And women can traditionally handle alcohol better than men as your metabolism is faster.
Really?
Yes, apparently you can handle alcohol better.
Although I don't think that's true in my case, but...
No. And I think out of the two of us, you could... Although maybe out of the two of us, you could handle it better than I could.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I don't know, Lucy. I just think to myself, you know, I'm at a stage in my life now where I've experienced alcohol.
You're too old for it, aren't you, babe?
No, I don't think I'm too old for it, but like... You moved on to wine, right? Was there a moment where you went from this ouzo monstrosity to a more refined, classier drink?
That was the only time I've ever touched that. I used to always drink when I was younger. I'd have like gin and tonic. I still have gin and tonic now, but I'd rather have Prosecco or wine. I think it was when I was like 21 or something.
What's the worst thing that...
So I definitely remember during uni, always get cheapest bottle of Sainsbury's own vodka.
You were a student on a budget.
Yeah.
And then obviously when you got a bit more money, a bit more flush,
you
got the wine. What's the worst thing that alcohol has made you do?
Bad drunk texting.
Like, give me an example.
No, I don't even want to. I'm very embarrassed.
You don't have to name names, but give an example.
No, it's not even... It's not. I just like... it's just bad.
No, go on, Lucy.
Like, texting ex-boyfriends and stuff.
Oh, dear.
So bad.
What, saying you miss them?
No, I don't say that.
Still love them.
I don't even know what.
Horny.
It's very embarrassed. I am actually very embarrassed by it because you wake up sometimes and you're like, oh my God, I don't even know what I've said.
Why do you think it makes you do it?
Because I'll delete it and then can't remember the next morning, but I know I've sent something.
I'm just going to look through my phone, Lucy. I'm going to look through my phone.
No, please let's not.
I'm going to look through my phone. I'm going to read out a message that I received from you at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why are we doing this? Is this like just embarrassed Lucy podcast? Is this what you...
I'm looking back for it. At 1 o'clock last Sunday morning, I was fast asleep on a point
right
after an night out.
No.
You put, I am logging out of Twitter and Insta for a bit. Kiss, kiss. That was at 1 o'clock in the morning. A few hours later, I checked your Twitter to see if that's true, and you tweeted that morning. So can you just explain to me, and everybody listening to Luke and Lucy, if I'm right now, what the point of that message was, Lucy?
I honestly don't know. I really don't know. God knows what I was thinking.
So in
what
your
time was that said?
1 a.m.
So, see, this is the thing, like...
In your little mind.
I'll text ridiculous things like that. I have no idea why.
1 o'clock in the morning.
It's embarrassing.
She's no idea why. One of the worst kind of alcohol experiences.
Such a weirdo.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, this is off-putting. I know you. You text the lad that you're trying to want a date. Next thing you know, he's logged out of your life.
Still single, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, I...
oh, my God. But I'm, like, coming across really bad now.
No,
thanks,
Lucy,
Luke.
Come on. You're not going to cross... That was already there. I'm just exposing the shine, a bigger light on it. One of the worst experiences I had with alcohol was just 2 years ago when I went to Kuala Lumpur. Sorry, last Christmas when I went to Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
New Year's Eve. Now, bearing in mind, champagne is a very refined drink. And I don't think I'm really ready for
You're
champagne.
You're looking for big words today, by the way.
I don't think I ate three dictionaries before I decided to do this episode. And I don't think I'm really ready for champagne because the evening started like most New Year's Eves. You're having a bit of food. No, I think it was the seafood that did it because I don't like
well,
seafood.
Well, it doesn't line your stomach that well, though, no. Does it, seafood?
Squid was disgusting
so
as
you
well.
You probably didn't have anything on your stomach.
I drank maybe two bottles of champagne with my girlfriend and then we decided to move on to Belvedere vodka because
nice.
That's a good transition from champagne
mixing
to...
Mixing your drinks. To
mix my drinks. And I remember very, very vividly after the fireworks had gone up in Kuala Lumpur and it was amazing... I remember turning to my girlfriend's dad and saying, I'm just going to nip to the toilet. And
sick everywhere.
Nip to the toilet. Didn't quite make it to the toilet. So vomited on the way into the toilet.
Oh,
had to step into the vomit to get into the toilet. Got on my knees, pretty much kneeling in the vomit. Vomited again. And I remember that continuously happened. So
for the rest of the night.
I went back, and this is probably the worst bit. I remember my girlfriend and her mum escorted me back to the room. Not quite. But I remember apparently declothing myself in front of my girlfriend's mum. And at one point, I really remember, oh, always in his boxes, Phoebe, I'm going to leave you to it. Before it got any worse. And I remember the next day...
You're not even allowed to sleep in the same bed, though, at their house, aren't you? Know? And you're flashing your boxes.
Yeah. Oh, let's hope I didn't flash anything else.
Let's say we did.
Yeah, that wouldn't be...
Phoebe's mum, please get on the phone.
No, she's not listening. She's definitely not listening. So I did that. And then of course, there was the next day. I remember getting a lift.
You were asleep on a park bench, weren't you?
That came to this. But to get down to the park bench, I had to get into a lift. It was full of German people. And I had to stop the lift... any floor and say, I said, I remember announcing to the entire lift, I'm going to get out because I'm going to vomit on you all.
Oh.
I got out and passed out on a park bench for 3 hours.
Nice. And your girlfriend's still with you?
Remarkably. And that kid's...
See, why do we do it? Why do we drink alcohol? To end up, like, embarrassing messes?
If you honestly have any moments where you want to share with us your embarrassing moments, please
do tweet
us. We want
to know. Come on.
At Luke and Lucy.
I've literally just...
FM. You've literally just, what?
Pardon?
You've just said, I've literally just,
I can't remember.
Brilliant. That hungover, that's what that is. She hasn't got a clue.
I'm not hungover.
You know, another reason people
I'm
don't drink, Lucy.
Fresh as a daisy.
You know, of course you are, yeah. That's the stench of alcohol reeking in the studio right now.
So. Oh my goodness.
One of her colleagues has just said the reason why she doesn't drink is because of...
She gets fat.
She said
empty
she puts
calories.
Weight on. It's a good point.
Valid point, yeah.
There's no calories in thin air and that's all
Although,
she drinks.
You can drink a gin and slimline tonic, no calories in that.
There you go. Alcohol drinking tips from Lucy Hilton.
There
I think that sums up this episode. Thank you so much for listening to episode 37 of Luke and Lucy FM. And if you want to do leave us a drunken message, you can. Please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM on the, and we will probably try and get back to you sober. I imagine that's what we'll do. And please check out previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or just go to audioboom.com/channel/ Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, have you got any words of wisdom for somebody listening to this right now who maybe has never touched alcohol?
Stay the way you are. You don't want to go down that slippery slope.
Because as we've established on this episode, the slope is as slippery as it gets. Caution, slippery
All
surface.
All the way down.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.